Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Andrew Kramer. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia City Council's Special Committee on Gun Violence hosted its first day of virtual hearings, calling for solutions in the wake of a sharp uptick in the number of shootings in the city this year. Here's KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg.
Hired killers, gang and street beef, social media, low clearance rate, and diminished resources were all listed as reasons why. The Philadelphia District Attorney and police have been unable to get a handle on the city's gun violence problem.
Like it or not, we're almost at a standstill. Because the courts have been closed.
District Attorney Larry Krasner was the first to give testimony to City Council. He attributed the 30-plus percent uptick in shootings and homicides to long-term problems like poverty, but also to short-term issues like agency closures due to COVID-19.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw also spoke. She cited reallocation of resources and millions of dollars in budget cuts as problems. As Philadelphia officials say the city is once again making headway against COVID-19, KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports they're asking federal officials who are in town for a site visit to address the lag on getting test results.
The White House COVID-19 response team has been touring cities to observe how they're fighting the virus. Health Commissioner Tom Farley says he's using their visit here to tell them what the city needs from them.
We've spoken to them about the need to solve the testing problem. These long delays are really very problematic for us. And, you know, we talked about the need for thoughtful planning right now about how we deploy a vaccine when it comes around.
The visit comes as the city is once again seeing progress against the virus, with new cases down to about 105 a day compared to 123 a day last week.
And the rate of positive tests is down to 4%, the lowest it's been. A Pennsylvania company hopes to have a test for the coronavirus that could be done anywhere with immediate results on the market by the end of the year. OraSure CEO Stephen Tang says their planned test
would quickly detect active COVID-19 infection at the point of sample collection with no instrumentation needed to interpret the results and no need to transport samples to labs for analysis.
In other words, he calls it a lab on a swab. And there could be good news on the testing front regarding two national labs that are processing most coronavirus samples. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward explains.
Pennsylvania Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine says she talked with the CEO of LabCorp, and their labs are now able to turn around test results in 1 to 2 days. Quest Diagnostics says their average turnaround time, including travel time for the sample to get to the lab, is down to 2 to 3 days. Quest says they've expanded their testing capability to 150,000 a day, about 20% more than a month ago.
State and local officials had been saying results from both LabCorp and Quest were taking a week or 2 weeks to come back. Bill Cosby argues his 2018 sex assault conviction should be thrown out, or he should at least be given a new trial. He's filed his appeal with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Cosby's lawyers say the criminal justice system is supposed to convict defendants for their contact and not their general character, but they say that ideal was tossed amid what they describe as the fervor of the Me Too movement. Among the issues challenged in the appeal, five other accusers who are allowed to testify. Prosecutors have 30 days to file a response. That's the All Local presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Andrew Kramer. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.